Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This is producing mainly dry weather across interior New York and New England today. However, a trough of low pressure just over the international dateline in southern Canada and its associated cool pool of air is producing some instability. Therefore, we have a bunch of clouds mixed in, especially across the higher terrain. And in these locations, we even run the risk of a passing shower during the afternoon hours. Any clouds and showers should dissipate after dark tonight, and skies will become mostly clear. Temperatures, while starting off in the middle to upper 70s during the middle and latter part of the day, should fall back through the 60s and into the 50s for overnight lows. The trough will continue to lift out into eastern Canada and be replaced by that ridge of high pressure, and as a result, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine during the day tomorrow. The humidity will remain low, and with mostly sunny skies, highs will be around 80 degrees. The ridge at the surface and aloft will only strengthen during the upcoming weekend, and as a result, temperatures will warm. On Saturday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, the humidity a touch higher, but still in the comfortable range with high temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. On Sunday, a weak area of disturbed weather will pass through the ridge of high pressure, and this could produce a risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but generally dry weather for the second half of the weekend and with a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle 80s. We'll continue to see the warm-up into the early part of next week, and with a couple of weak disturbances passing by Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we do run the risk at one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms, but the bigger story heading into the early part of next week and the first part of September will be the warmer air. With a mix of sun and clouds, the humidity will be up, and the highs all 3 days will be between 85 and 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erica, located about 125 miles west of Guadeloupe in the Lesser Antilles. Erica is moving toward the west near 16 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest is expected later today, and this general motion should continue for the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Erica will move near the Virgin Islands later today, near or north of Puerto Rico tonight, and pass north of the north coast of the Dominican Republic tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast for the next 48 hours. A tropical storm warning has been issued for Puerto Rico, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, as well as almost all of the northern Leeward Islands. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Togo, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon, mostly sunny in New York City in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 97 set in 1948, and the record low 41 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower possible, especially in the mountains, with highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs right around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, just a passing shower possible, mainly in the mountains, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the middle to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, low humidity near 80. Warmer Saturday in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds and a touch more humidity. A mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday with just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. And more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with a scattered shower possible both days and highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.